دوست عزیزم سلام، عرض ارادت. امروز اومدیم توی کمپس وین دانشگاه IBS که یک دانشگاه کوچولو تو... یعنی دانشگاهش که دانشگاه بزرگیه، ولی اینجا کمپشون کوچولوه و مدیرانشون از دوستان من، از همکاران نازنین من هستن. ما نماینده انحصاری هستیم مثل خیلی دیگه از دانشگاه ها. یعنی شما وقتی زنگ میزنید میگن برید با مؤسسه MIE قرارداد بندید و اونا کارتون انجام بدن. خب ما پروفشنالی داکیومنت ها رو ارنج میکنیم، درخواست اپلای میدیم، ادمیشن که میگیرین کمکتون میکنیم برای ویزا. و خیلی جالب اینه که ما تا یه مدتی آفر داریم که هزینه ویزا و ادمیشن رو با هم یکی کردیم. یعنی شما لازم نیست خیلی دوباره بیاین 1,000 تا 2,000 تا پول ویزا بدید، همون پولی که برای ادمیشن میدید برای ویزاتون هم شامل میشه. خب سوال من از شما اینه که شما چی میخواین؟ بعضی از شماها میخواین بیاین توی دانشگاهی درس بخونین با شرایط آشنا بشین، نه؟ دوست دارین بیاین محیط رو ببینین، توی اروپا یه سال زندگی کنین. اینجا اونجاست، این یه شرایط خیلی خیلی خاصی داره. شاید اصلا باورتون نشه چه امکاناتی اینجا هست. این دانشگاه کوچیکه ولی پتانسیلی از نظر پتانسیل فوق‌العاده است براتون. چرا؟ ببینید، مثلا یک کسی از دیپلم داره میخواد مستقیم بره فوق لیسانس بخونه چون تجربه مدیریت داره. یک کسی هست میخواد بیاد فوق لیسانس بخونه و بعد سریع وارد بازار کار بشه. اینجا اونجاست. بریم با هم ببینیم. بریم بچه ها. ما داریم میریم اینجا اینترنشنال بیزنس سکول. بریم با هم ببینیم. بعد یه خوبی که این فضای دانشگاه داره اینه که نکنید تیک از بهترین نقطه های بیانه بیو خوشگلیه. این پایین هم که دقیقا بغل خیابون، یعنی شما از هر کجای بیان راحت دسترسی دارید. خوش نقطه مثبت دیگه. هر نقطه بیان به راحتی دسترسی دارید. خب بچه ها، اینجا هم اون کوچه دانشگاه است که ما اومدیم الان توش و داریم از محیطش میگیریم. خیلی فضای باحالیه، خیلی محیط گرم و عالی داره. حالا میریم با هم توی دانشگاه رو هم میبینیم. بچه ها اینجا ورودی IBS و امروز ما رو دعوت کردن، کاملا خلوته. یه دسکیه که عملا استاف میشینن و ناکنیم یه بیزنس سکول، یه شعبه کوچولو از IBS بوداپست و باکینگهام که با هم کوپریشن میکنن. این نمونه کلاسه که قشنگه. من تو خواهش کردم کل کمپس رو در اختیار ما قرار بدن و این بنده خدا هم این کار رو کردم. همیشه با ما خیلی محبت داشتن و لطف داشتن. خب این از ویوی یک استاده که دانشجوهاشو میبینه اینجوریه. اوکی بذارید من شما رو ببرم از اینجا به حیات بیرون نگاه کنیم ببینیم چه شکلیه. معمولا دانشگاه وقتی دعوت میکنن به ما این امکانو میدن، خوشبختانه که همه چی رو بریم سر بزنیم. بریم با هم هم یه چند تا مصاحبه کنیم با مدیراشون، هم شرایط کمپس رو بیشتر ببینیم. از خوبی های اینجا اینه که خیلی ارزونه، قیمتاش فوق‌العاده مناسبه. اینجا یکی دیگه از اتاق هست که الان به خاطر فیلم برداری ما اومدن و خلاصه توشی استند گذاشتن. که بچه های مختلف هستن، جای مختلف دنیا و چقدر آدم مختلف میان درس میخونن. خب اینا از باکینگهام هم نمایندگی دارن، از باکینگهام انگلیس، و مدرک در واقع از دو تا دانشگاه صادر میشه. Hello.
Hello, Amir.
Hi, nice to meet you again.
Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Please.
Welcome to Abia.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to see you here. And we are here to have some very nice talk about how the situation is, how they can apply, students. They ask us a lot of questions.
Okay. Great.
Thank you for your time.
Please have a seat.
Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting us today. Actually, IBS has another campus, the main one in Budapest and the second one in Vienna. What is it exactly? What they teach here? What is the main field of the university?
Okay, IBS is a strategic partner of the University of Buckingham. So we are offering degrees in cooperation with the British University. Most of our programs are in the field of management and business.
Okay.
What we are offering here in Vienna is an international management master program.
Okay, because some of our students are just speaking Farsi. I will translate some parts. بچه در واقع اینها دانشگاهی هستن که برای منیجمنت بیشتر و با باکینگهام تو انگلیس کار میکنن، با دانشگاه انگلیس. So you mentioned about the Buckingham as the strategic partner. The document and the degree could be also issued or approved by Buckingham then?
The degree that the students will receive is actually from the University of Buckingham. Mm-hmm. So it is exactly the same that they would be receiving in the UK.
Really? It means that it's the same document, it's the same degree, right?
Exactly.
It is interesting. I will tell the students. بچه ها میگن که این دانشگاه مدرکی که به شما میده با مدرکی که شما برید انگلیس تو باکینگهام بخونید هیچ فرق نمی کنه. شما ببینید چقدر ما میتونیم جلو باشیم. But the price is totally different, isn't it?
That's right. We are offering this British degree at a much more affordable cost than in the UK. And okay. Also it is important that they will be in the European Union and they can count with a much lower living cost than in the UK.
So it means that the students could study here like in Vienna or in Budapest. They can receive the degree from UK, but it's almost, how much is the price?
We are offering the master program at 11,000 euro for 1 year here in Vienna, but we have special discount for our Iranian students.
Okay, great. This is, can I ask how much roughly for discount?
Actually, what we are offering for our Iranian students that they can study here in Vienna, but they would pay our Budapest price, which is 9,400 euro for the complete program.
This is cool. So let me just tell our students, بچه ها شما میتونید با 9,000 خورده کمتر از 10,000 یورو بچه های ایرانی حدود قیمت 11,000 خورده لطفی که به ما داشتن برای بچه های ایرانی تخفیف گذاشتن و یه چیزی حلوش 9,000 خورده شما میتونید مدرک بگیرید و درس بخونید و یک ساله. Just to confirm it, the master is only 1 year, right?
Yes, that's correct.
British system.
Complete it in 12 months.
In 12 months. So the student could come here, study, for example, business or management, and they can get the kind of qualification from a British university. However, they're paying like half of the price.
Exactly.
This is nice. This is nice. So you were saying about the management and business. What are the requirements for applying in IBS? Which documents, which requirements you want the students to provide?
Okay. If they have a bachelor degree in any field, they can apply for our master program. And also we can accept work experience. So if somebody has not completed the bachelor degree, but have relevant work experience, then we can accept that. And obviously, as they will be studying for a British degree, we are requiring a high level of English.
I understand. I understand. بچه‌ها میگن که شما خیلی جالبه. میگن شما میتونید با بچلر برای مستر اقدام کنید. همچنین شما میتونید با کار کردن هم. شما ممکنه لیسانس نداشته باشین ولی تجربه کار دارید. تو کار مدیریت بودید. میتونید بیاید مستقیم فوق لیسانس بخونید. How many years of work experience do they
usually require? 3 years of work experience. Rather
3 years.
Experience, yeah.
So if someone works as a manager in, let's say, in a factory or in a company, 3 years, then he can jump to master and study and get his master degree from England. And
yes, that's correct.
And as I understand, the degree would be also approved by the Hungarian university itself also, right?
The program that we are offering here is validated by the University of Buckingham and leads to a British degree. However, the programs that we are offering in Budapest will have a double degree. So there they would get a Hungarian degree as well and a British degree as well.
Fantastic. This is very nice. So now if some students come here and study, is that true that they can also work, I mean, like 20 hours per week?
Yes, I believe so. That's the rule in Austria and in Hungary as well. And besides the studies, they can work.
خب بچه ها پس میتونید اجازه کارم تا 20 ساعت تو هفته دارید، میتونید درس بخونید و کار بکنید. Do you think if someone's English is really in a high level, let's say like 6.5, 7 in IELTS exam, is there any chance that he finds some jobs with the help of the university, for example, in Hungary?
Yes, definitely. We have a very good career center which is in contact with more than 100 multinational corporations. And these companies are continuously offering positions for our students and also for our graduates.
Great. بچه‌ها میگن که اگه زبانتون خوب باشه شانس کاریابیتون هم خیلی بالاست. حتی خودشون کریر سنتر دارن، میتونن کمکتون کنن که کار پیدا بکنید. خب این خیلی براتون میتونه جالب باشه. This can be very interesting. And did you have the experience that the students could really find some jobs? And
yes, actually most of our students coming from abroad are finding a job within 1 or 2 months, so very fast, and about 75% are working during the master program. I'm not telling that it's easy to fit into the schedule, the studies and the work as well, but some of our students do manage it. For other students, it may take a bit longer time to complete the master program if they are working, because they cannot concentrate that much.
Okay.
But it's definitely possible.
Okay, okay. I will translate this part. بچه ها میگن که 75% دانشجوها معمولاً 75% ظرف یکی دو ماه اول میتونن کار پیدا کنن اگه زبانشون خوب باشه. البته میگن من نمیتونم بگم که کار کردن و فیت کردن اون استادی، اون تحصیلات با اون کار کار آسونیه. ولی خیلی از دانشجوها میتونن هم درس بخونن هم کار کنن. برای اونها معمولاً کار پیدا کردن راحت تره و میتونن شانس کاریابی رو دارن. And for example, if I study here the master, let's say I find a job in Budapest, is that true that the students, if the company is happy and they give them a full-time job offer after studies, they could transfer as the work permission or something like this and work in Hungary and stay after their studies?
Yes, that's correct. Actually, the Hungarian immigration policy is quite flexible in that sense. So if students find a job in Hungary, they will get a work permit there and they can extend this work permit as many times as they want. So they can stay in Hungary forever if they wish.
Okay.
So as long as they have a job in Budapest or any part in Hungary, then they can stay there. After 5 years, they can actually apply for permanent residency as well.
Okay, this is very interesting. بچه ها میگن که شما میتونید بیاید مثلا اینجا دارین درس میخواین، حالا یا اینجا یا بوداپست، مثلا فرض کنید بوداپست کار پیدا کردین یا اینجا کار پیدا کردین. میگه وقتی کار پیدا بکنید، به خصوص خود بوداپست خیلی قوانینش راحت تره برای اینکه شما بخواید درخواست اقامت در واقع کاری بکنید. میگه اگه اقامت کاری بگیریم 5 سال کار بکنید، اصلا اقامت دائم میگیرید. میدونید که اقامت دائم اروپا رو هم بگیرید، میتونید هر جا اروپا که خواستین زندگی کنید، کار بکنید. و این خیلی نقطه جالبیه. حالا من میپرسم شما وقتی دارید کار میکنید میتونید همسر و بچه هاتون هم بیارید ببینیم جواب چی میشه. And the question is, just going back to our example, if someone's really working in Budapest, let's say, for example, and he's working, he's got a good salary, can he also bring his family to join him?
Yes, that's definitely possible. If somebody has already a work permit, then the family can apply for a family reunification visa, and they should get it quite easily.
Okay, and the children also, they can also study for free, I guess, right?
Yes, that's right, but only in state schools, which means that they will be studying in Hungarian,
mm-hmm.
which is actually a big advantage if they want to stay in Hungary.
Of course.
But of course, Hungary has a lot of international schools as well, for which they can apply.
I understand. بچه ها پس وقتی که دارید درس میخونید، وقتی که دارید کار میکنید، همراه رو هم میتونید بیارید اینجا تو وین. حالا تا اونجا که من البته میپرسم، ولی تا اونجا که من میدونم شما میتونید فقط تا سالی 3 ماه همسر و بچه ها رو بیارید، ولی توی مجارستان فکر میکنم حتی در هنگام تحصیل همین امکان باشه. و البته بچه ها من پرسیدم میتونن رایگان درس بخونن، گفتن بله، ولی مدارس دولتی از خب باید مجاری بخونن. اگه بخوام مدرسه اینترنشنال هم برن میتونن برن. من حالا قیمت ها رو میپرسم، همه رو براتون تو این جلسه میپرسیم تا ببینیم چه نتیجه میده. So as I understand, if someone study here, it's possible to ask for a tourist visa for the family. But as I was told before, if someone studies in Hungary, I guess this is even possible to bring your spouse, let's say, your dependents, even in your study time if you have enough funds. Do you confirm this?
Yes, it is possible to bring their families. Actually, we have quite a few students who are bringing their families while they are studying.
Okay, so it's also possible. There is possibility. We cannot guarantee that for sure, but there is a good chance to bring your family.
Yes, definitely. We actually never had refusals for those students who already got their student visa. If they want to bring their family and they have enough funds, then they will get the visa for the family as well.
Okay. میگن ما اصلا هم بچه‌ای که دارن درس می‌خونن همه تا الان تونستن خانواده بیارن، ما ریفیوزال هم نداشتیم. اگه پول کافی تو حساب داشته باشن میتونن خانواده‌شون هم با خودشون بیارن. ولی در مورد اتریش اگه شخص میاد، بیشتر اتریش اینجا این کمپس برای کسی که بیزنسمنه، میخواد بیاد شرایط رو ببینه و میخواد یک کورس فوق لیسانس ببینه و مثلا یک کسی که دنبال کار میگرده میخواد یک سال فرصت اینو داشته باشه، چرا درس بخونه، دنبال کار بگرده و امثال هم. The campus of the Vienna is, I was just telling them that is more likely to, I mean, suitable for the students who want to come study for a year of master, looking for job, see how the situation is, to get familiar with the European Union and to get more experience, academic experience, right? Because it's only 1 year, it's very quick. They have the chance to look for the job, and they have the chance to get more academic experience, all these things. But the good point is, as we were saying, if they're studying here, they also have the chance to find the jobs in Budapest. So they have two chances, not only one.
Yes, that's right. And actually, they also have the chance to study one semester here and one semester in Budapest. So they can mix the two campuses if they wish. That's also a possibility.
Oh.
That way they can discover both countries.
Great. So it's also, بچه ها میگن شما میتونید یه ترم اینجا بخونید، مثلا یه ترم برید بوداپست. مثلا شما دارید دوباره کار میگردید، میبینید اینجا کار بدانه میکنید، میتونید بیایید میکسش کنید برید بوداپست. این خیلی جالبه دیگه. مدرک در واقع از انگلیس میاد، این مدرک کمپس فیان از انگلیس میاد، مدرک کمپس بوداپست هم از انگلیس میاد هم از مجارستان میاد. و just it's getting more and more interesting. Going back to the price of and the cost of the university, you said it's 11 something, right? How much is exactly, and how much would be for the Iranian students if they can apply for this discount?
It's 11,800 euro, the exact price for the Vienna campus.
Okay.
And we are offering the special discount for the Iranian students, so they can get it at the Budapest price, which is 9,400 euro for the whole program.
9,400.
Yes.
اوکی. بچه ها میگن که این 11,800 تاست، ولی برای بچه های ایرانی که در واقع اپلای میکنن تخفیف گذاشتن، حالا همینجوری که براتون گفتم، و میتونید با 9400 یورو با قیمت مجارستان توی اتریش درس بخونید. This is getting very interesting. So this 9400 euros, does it cover the whole tuition fee and books and materials, or what is exactly does it?
This covers the tuition fee, but actually not much book is needed. We are providing everything online. They have access to our electronic library, so there is not much book that they have to buy.
Is that for free, this library electronic, for your students?
Yes, of course, you are providing it free of charge for them.
Okay, پس این 9400 تا رو که میدید هم پول کورستونه، تویشن فیتونه، هم لایبرری الکترونیک دارن که آنلاین میخونید و هیچ در واقع کتابی که در واقع احتیاج دارید نیست که اونجا نتونید مجانی بگیرید، اکثرش حداقل مجانیه و شما در واقع 9400 تا میدید کلی یک سالتون رو کاور میکنه. And can you just tell me about the cost of living in Budapest and Vienna? Just a rough estimation.
Yes, we have seen that students usually spend around 500 to 600 euro per month, including everything. The accommodation, meals, transportation, health insurance, everything included. Mm-hmm. In Vienna, it's probably a bit more expensive, I would say around 700 to 800 euro per month. Again,
including everything. Okay. بچه ها در بوداپست معمولاً 500 تا 600 یورو همه چی با هم در نظر میگیرم برای یه دانشجو، شامل خوابگاه و اینترنت و اینا، و توی وین حدود 800 یورو در ماه که دوباره همون هست، میگن یه مقدار گرونتره. بنابراین شما در واقع در نظر بگیرید که 12 ماه درس دارید میخونید. حالا من در مورد نکته اصلی که شما پرسیده بودین، یعنی زبان انگلیسی، براتون سوال میکنم. Let's go to this point which you mentioned at the beginning about the proficiency in English. We have students whose English is good. They can interview with the university. You can see them online and check them with the photo on the passport. But they don't want to stay in a queue for the IELTS exam. So I was told that there is some kind of online test and interview which could substitute the IELTS certificate. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Actually, those students who do not have IELTS or TOEFL or any international English exam, they can write our own English language test. They can complete it online. It's free of charge. And if they pass on that, then they can join the program. There will also be an interview with one of our professors. Mm-hmm. And based on that, they can be accepted to the university.
This is great. This is very great. بچه ها میگن که شما لازم نیستش که مدرک آیلتس و تافل بدید. اگه نمیخواین تو صف وایسی، میتونید امتحان آنلاین خودشون رو بدین. مجانی امتحانشون. البته یه انترویو هم با یه پروفسور دانشگاه خواهید داشت. And let's go back to the part of the Iranian students. So how is your experience with Iranians? Have you had Iranian students? How was the situation? I know that there are good and bad students everywhere, but in general, is there any feedback that you can give us?
Yes, we actually have really good experience with the Iranian students, and fortunately we have many Iranian students.
Okay.
Both in Budapest and in Vienna as well. But also we have a lot of international students. So on the Budapest campus, in each year we have more than 100 nationalities on campus. It's very, very international. And even in Vienna, where our operation is very small, so we usually run only one program and one class, we still have 10-12 nationalities present. It's a very international experience for our students.
Great. خب پس بنابراین میگن که توی ایرانی ها خیلی تجربه خوبی داشتن. We are proud of Iranians. When I go to many universities and I can hear that they are happy with, in general, with Iranian students. They are hardworking and they show a bright talent. This makes me very happy, honestly. بچه ها ما واقعا به شما افتخار میکنیم وقتی میگن دانشجوی خوبی دارن. و اینا از 100 تا نشنالتی، ملیت تو بوداپست، و با اینکه کمپس ویان کوچولوه، از 12 تا ملیت اینجا دانشجو دارن. و من چقدر خوشحالم که میگن ایرانی ها از بهترین دانشجوی ما هستن. دمتون گرم. So the last part of the questions, you know, imagine someone wants to apply. How is the process in Budapest, in Vienna? How long does it take to get the admission, to get the visa? How should they prepare themselves I mean, in terms of the time.
Okay. The admission process is very, very fast. We are trying to process every admission within 2-3 days.
So if okay.
they prepare all the documents on time and they pass the interview, then they can get the admission letter in less than 1 week.
Less than 1 week?
Yes.
یک هفته‌ای بهتون پذیرش میدن. کمتر از یک هفته اگه دکومنتتون آماده باشه. Cool. And how about the visa?
Obviously, they need to prepare all the documents.
Documents, of course. So yes.
That's important. The visa process for Hungary usually takes between 1 or 2 months. Mm-hmm. And for Austria, what we have experienced is around 4 to 6 months, so it's a bit longer. Mm-hmm. But actually, if they prepare for this longer waiting period, it's worse to do that.
Okay, so we can say 4 to 6 months normally as general yes. experience for the Vienna, and 1 to 2 months. 2 months for بچه یک تا دو ماه برای چیز ویزای بوداپستشون، برای اتریشون هم 4 تا 6 ماه. بنابراین به نظر میرسه که and if they have the IELTS, which IELTS degree should they have for if they want to present that?
For master we are requiring 6.5 IELTS.
اوکی برای بچه‌ای که میخوان مستر بخونن اینجا میتونن IELTS 6.5 استارت بکنن. البته اگه داکیومنت IELTS هم ندارید ما میتونیم هماهنگ کنیم که امتحان آنلاینش رو بدین همونجوری که خودشون ذکر کردن، ولی میبینید که پروسه کلش توی 6 ماه میتونه جمع بشه. So in the worst scenario maybe in 6-7 months we can get our results normally. Of course there are cases that we cannot predict, but in general we can get our answers in Vienna in 6 to 7 months and in Budapest in 3 to 4 months.
Yes, we don't have influence on the immigration
of course
authorities, obviously, but this is what we have experienced.
Okay. ببینید حتی مسئول دانشگاه میگه که ما اینفلوئنسی روی اون اتوریتی، یعنی اون اداره‌ای که برای ایمیگریشن تصمیم میگیره، نداریم. یعنی اینجوریه که چه توی مجارستان و چه توی اتریش اینا نمیتونن گارانتی بکنن برای ویزا. حالا من میپرسم که معمولا کسی که زبان بلده میخواد اینجا زندگی بکنه، درس بخونه، چانس ویزاش چطور بوده؟ ولی میگن ما نمیتونیم گارانتی بکنیم. Okay, the question is, I know that you cannot guarantee as you've just mentioned, but how is your experience about the visa process? If someone applies for the visa, how does it work? Do you have positive feedbacks? Normally your students get the visa, or how is it?
Yes, we do have a very high success ratio with the visas, mm-hmm. Both in Hungary and in Vienna as well.
Okay.
Obviously, in Vienna, we do have your help with the visa process, okay. so that actually facilitates the student visa process quite well.
Okay, بچه ها پس معمولاً توی بوداپست که میگن تجربه خیلی خوبی داریم، اتریش هم همینطور، و تو اتریش معمولاً ما بهشون کمک میکنیم برای ویزا، بنابراین میبینید که رابطه خیلی خوبیه. So regarding MIE, you have been working with us for, let's say...
More than 10 years, I believe.
So yes, yes.
Very long time.
And how is it? I mean, we have sent you students, and I think the cooperation is very special. Right now we are an exclusive agent for Vienna campus and a special partner for Budapest. So at the bottom line, I would like to ask about the cooperation. If from this agency agreement, are you happy with us, our students? And I would like to have an honest word about MIE.
I believe if you consider that we are working for more than 10 years, it means that we are very happy with the cooperation. We have been very successful together during these 10 years. We have received a lot of students from you. What I would like to mention about Iranian students, that they are very, very respectful, which we really honor.
Thank you.
And all the students that came through you were very happy at IBS. And I believe they are very successful in their life. And I think that's the most important.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. This was great honor having you here today, talking to you, having your experience to tell the students. And thank you very much for accepting our request for this interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming and
thank you.
Joining me.
You're welcome. بچه ها خیلی متشکرم. به امید دیدارتون در یک دانشگاه دیگه، در یک مرکز علمی دیگه. خیلی ممنون که ما رو به تماشا نشستید. خدا حافظتون.